Time now on our pregame show to visit with Tom Cerruti, head coach of the Beavers. Tom, due to some technology issues last week, didn't get a chance to talk to you after the game on Saturday. I kind of thought that was maybe one of those few games where neither coach was terribly happy with how their team played. Well, it was a weird night, wasn't it?
It was, and I would think Damon would be happy. He won the game, and they dodged a few bullets. But as far as our game, no, I wasn't the happiest camper in the world. We get a 1-0 lead. You know, then we give up a shorty, we give up a power play goal. They win the special teams battle 2-1. We had a hard time getting things done. We had a hard time doing things right. Then the third period, we had a little desperation in our game, and we made a game of it.
They score the shorty. They follow that with a power play goal late. What's worse, shorty followed by power play goal or power play goal that late? I mean, it was a minute, minute and a half left.
You know what,
Schultze?
Probably the power play, because if you get out of the period 1-1, it is what it is, and it's still 1-1. But that power play to go up 2-1, you know, you're going into the locker room, and you're a little down.
You start the scoring then in the third period. Jackson Jutting wins a faceoff clean. Kirkland Irie scores seconds later. Kirkland Irie doesn't probably score if that faceoff isn't won clean. Jackson Jutting's number wasn't great early. It's certainly a whole lot better now. How much work, how much effort, how much determination has he put into that craft to get that number where it is now?
Well, he cares, and Judge is a proud kid. He works hard at it. He's better than he showed early in the year, and this is where he's at as a face-off guy, and he's a determined player. And he's been dialed in, and you know, we've been close to 55% over the course of probably the last five or six games, and a lot of that's a testament to how Judge is doing.
Can your other centers look at him and go, wow, he's done this, I need to step up my game too?
I don't know, Schultze. It's hard to it's hard to be accurate right there. I mean, you know, does he pick everybody else up? I don't know. But hopefully, again, you know, they compete a little harder. They work a little harder. As time goes on, their craft is getting better. So, you know, at the end of the day, he's taken 50% of the draws. He's the first one over the boards on the power play, the first one over the boards on the penalty kill. And any tough situation where I need a face-off guy, Judge is the guy.
What can you do in a practice setting to simulate as best you can? Because you'll never get it the same as a game situation. To best simulate what it's going to be like in a crucial late third period draw.
We just practice it. We practice it Thursday and Fridays. On game day skates, and Thursdays we practice it, and we might get another day, but we just practice it. And you hope that there's inner competition between the players too. You hope. I remember when we practiced draws. I mean, I still remember. The centers that I went against, you know, they were on my team. And again, pride kicks in during those things too, Schultze. And it's I'm not going to say it's exactly game situation, but it's pretty darn close.
Is there a tally in the locker room?
Nope, there's not that. But
there is a mental one in there.
Absolutely there is.
More with Coach Cerruti when we return. Corner Bar pregame show continues here on the Beaver Radio Network. Welcome back to our pregame show, part two with head coach Tom Cerruti. On to the Michigan Tech Huskies, Tom. A team that you guys certainly know pretty darn well. Played them a lot in really, really important games. How much does knowledge of your opponent kick in on a weekend like this?
Oh, it's for both teams. So they know us, we know them. And a lot of different personnel right now. So that's the beauty of a new season, is that you might know the style of play, but the players are different.
You mentioned some new names. One very familiar name is Pietola. It is a bunch of brothers and a bunch of cousins that have all, it seems, gone to Michigan Tech. Now one of them went to Lake State. But, you know, I just got to thinking about that family this afternoon. And I had no idea how big of a town Howell, Michigan was. It's about 10,000 people. It would be the equivalent of Grand Rapids, Minnesota, sending a dozen or more guys to the same school. It's almost unheard of, isn't it?
It is, and how good all those kids are. And, you know, it's they're big families, and they push each other, and it's crazy. It's crazy how good they are. So you're right on, Schultze.
Obviously, Roseau's got a pretty good hockey family or two. Just the sheer number of them, where would you stack the Pietolas up there? I mean, I can't think of any other family that sent that many guys.
Well, no, and then if there's families in the state of Minnesota who are, you know, their mom's a Pietola. So, I mean, there's that as well. And, it's just they're great athletes, and it's a great hockey family.
What is it about the town of Houghton, the town of Bemidji, that makes hockey so special?
Probably the tradition, the history. I mean, you take a look at Houghton. I mean, they had hockey from the get-go. I mean, they had a they were part of a professional hockey league back in the day. I mean, the original McNaughton Cup was part of that league. So, and obviously, you know, Bemidji State, you know, it probably started again. We had it outdoors a little bit, but we are in northern Minnesota. But again, it started in the '60s with the John Glass Fieldhouse being built.